We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, sweet viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Anfiarm, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista.
In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor.
In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company.
In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia.
Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company.
In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company.
In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos.
In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc.
In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia.
And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión.
In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña.
And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo,
Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión.
En las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión.
En Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional.
And Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris.
In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund trains 34,000 health workers to assist Ethiopian mothers and children. In sustainable energy news, an Indian village's streetlights are totally operated by solar power. In animal welfare news, high-tech veterinarian clinics provide state-of-the-art services in Brazil. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 22nd, is the Independence Day of Mali, commemorating its autonomy achieved in 1960. Situated in Western Africa, Mali is the home of the legendary Timbuktu. It was a flourishing trading locale in the 14th century and grew to be a spiritual and intellectual center rich in Islamic culture. Three of West Africa's oldest mosques, the Jingarebe, Sangare, and Sidi Yaya, were built there. The city is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Famous Malians include internationally respected astrophysicist and United Nations Goodwill Ambassador Dr. Sheikh Modibo Diarra and world-famous musician Mr. Salif Keita. We wish a celebratory Independence Day for the gifted people of Mali.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from North Korea. 3 days of continuous downpours in late August caused the Amnokgang River on the border of China and North Korea to burst its banks, causing mass evacuations in the region, including 5,150 flood victims in Sinuiju, North Korea, who were aided by government boats and helicopters. The evacuees soon found themselves facing a food shortage, with many of the victims being children.
Upon hearing of the disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $10,000 in emergency assistance to North Korea, asking that our association members try to help, either by going if possible or by sending the funds through an agency already working in the region. This donation could obtain $258,000 in materials if bought in the United States based on North Korea's cost of living. Supreme Master Television's correspondent reports on our association's relief team activities.
국의 인천항입니다. 한국의 칭하이 무상사 국제협회 회원들이 북한으로 구호 물품을 보내기 위해 이곳에 나와 있습니다. 협회 회원들은 구호 물품으로 밀가루 36톤을 구입해서 남북 나눔을 통해 북한에 전달했습니다. 컨테이너 두 개에 가득 실린 밀가루는 북한의 남포항에 도착하여 북한 구호단체를 통해 이재민에게 전달될 예정입니다.
Through the help of the Korea NGO Council for cooperation with North Korea and its member charity, South North Sharing, the delivery of Supreme Master Qinghai's loving aid to North Korea was made in time for the country's traditional harvest festival.
우선 그 북녘 동포들 고통당하는 거 외면하지 않고 관심 가져주셔서 감사하고요. 그리고 실제적으로 또 도움을 주셔서 감사합니다.
작업을 하는데 가슴에만 닿는 것이 같은 동포에 이렇게 보내주신 스승님이 감사를 올리는 바랍니다.
북민협을 통해서 이번 구호 물자가 북한 이재민들한테 전달될 수 있어서 참 기쁘게 생각합니다. 칭하이 무상사가 보내주신 구호 물품이 북한의 이재민들에게 전달되기 위해서 지금 막 선적을 완료를 했습니다.
앞으로 전 세계 재난이 더 이상 발생하지 않았으면 좋겠습니다.
많은 사람들한테 잘 전달이 됐으면 좋겠습니다.
지금까지 대한민국 인천이었습니다.
We appreciate the caring response of the North Korean government as well as the assistance of organizations South North Sharing and the Korea NGO Council for cooperation with North Korea. Our sincere thanks as well for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support and for the efficient work of our association's relief team. We pray for the speedy restoration of the flood victims' everyday lives and for a more peaceful atmosphere worldwide through humanity's gentler lifestyle choices.
Typhoon Phanepi and other storms flood China.
Four people lost their lives and two others were reported missing when torrential rains caused flooding in northwest China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region on Sunday, September 19. Firefighters were sent to the affected regions to assist in rescue and relief operations. The following day, the heaviest precipitation in 100 years struck southern Guangdong province as Typhoon Phanepi hit the mainland. More than 8,000 people were evacuated from Maoming City to protect them from flooding and landslides, which destroyed two bridges and 10 homes in Xinyi City. Several other cities lost communications and were isolated, according to He Guoqing, deputy chief of the provincial flood control headquarters.
Relief teams have been sent to the flood-affected regions with helicopter assistance planned as soon as the weather clears. In southwestern Sichuan province, some 80,000 people were also left stranded after 2 days of unusually heavy downpours set off landslides and washed away the Leiyu Road in Bichuan County, just a month after it had been repaired. The regional government is deploying heavy machinery to clear the debris, but rescue efforts are hindered by the rain and flooding. Air traffic was also affected, with some 10,000 passengers delayed at the provincial capital Chengdu's Shuangliu International Airport due to flight cancellations.
Conveying her sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with officials in the affected provinces to see if they require any help and to go to assist the storm victims if possible. She also said that financial aid for urgent needs is available.
Our gratefulness, Chinese governments and personnel, for your immediate response to help alleviate the conditions, as well as to Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern. With heaven's grace, may such weather extremities be eased through humanity's greater consideration of each other and the environment.
5,000 flee wildfire in Utah, USA. A wildfire that began Sunday afternoon, September 19th, had burned across at least 10,000 acres and destroyed four homes by Monday morning, forcing the evacuation of 1,600 households. Mayor Peter Caroon declared states of emergency in the city of Harriman and Salt Lake County as some 200 people were evacuated to a shelter set up by the Red Cross. With over 150 firefighters initially working to contain the blazes, the National Guard deployed 124 personnel and three helicopters to assist. Other National Guard's persons have also been helping secure houses and manage traffic, and the region has now been deemed safe enough for many people to return to their homes, despite the fire not yet being contained. We thank all firefighting personnel and officials for your brave and tireless efforts to ensure resident safety and extinguish the flames. May heaven protect all fire affected as we strive to lessen such dangers through our more caring stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. basketball star brightens lives in Haiti. At the invitation of the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and Haiti's Olympic Committee, National Basketball League player Dwight Howard of the Orlando Magic team in Florida, USA, recently visited Haiti. As he traveled to refugee camps to engage children in the game, Mr. Howard said that he wanted to show his support for the Haitian earthquake victims, who have been on his mind every day. He also donated $100,000 to launch a fund that will bring more educational and recreational programs to Haitian children, and said that he would spread information about the conditions being endured in their country, in the hope that others in the U.S. will join in providing additional aid. Many thanks, and Providence bless Mr. Dwight Howard for your generosity and kind-hearted endeavors on behalf of the Haitian children. May they and their families be graced with abundant resources to recover stable and fulfilling lives.
Acclaimed Hungarian opera singer, remembered. Emmy-winning singer and Zurich opera member Laszlo Polgár has passed away at the age of 63. Mr. Polgar's smooth and deeply resonant voice won him many distinguished roles, such as Sarastro in Mozart's The Magic Flute, Basilio in Rossini's The Barber of Seville, Philip II in Verdi's Don Carlos, and Gur Niemann's in Wagner's Parsifal. He also performed on a variety of prominent world stages, such as Austria's Vienna State Opera, Argentina's Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires, and Italy's La Scala in Milan. Among the many honors Mr. Polgár received in his career were the Kossuth Prize, Hungary's most prestigious cultural award, as well as a Grammy for his role as Bluebeard in Béla Bartók's Bluebeard's Castle. We send our condolences to the family, friends, and fans of Laszlo Polgár, whose talented contributions will continue uplifting music lovers for many years to come. May his soul rest serenely in the everlasting love and light of the divine.
Save our planet. Volcanic activity and water likely on Mars. A recent article published in the journal Science documents findings from scientists at the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, which include evidence of volcanic eruptions and water flow on Mars' surface in the past 100 million years. Lead author Dr. Paul Niles of NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, USA, and colleagues analyzed what they affirmed to be the most precise measurements of the planet's carbon dioxide to date.
Collected by the Mars Phoenix lander, the recent CO2 data indicated to researchers that the gas was not escaping into space as was previously thought, but instead was being continuously replenished, likely through volcanic activity. In addition, scientists found that certain oxygen isotopes were being enriched in proportions that would naturally occur in the presence of not only CO2, but also liquid water. Dr. Niles stated, "This is a quantifiable effect, and we see it in the carbon dioxide on Mars. This means that liquid water has been present on the surface of Mars in the recent geological past."
Many thanks, Dr. Niles and fellow National Aeronautics and Space Administration scientists, for these new discoveries that highlight the eventful history of Mars. May such detailed observations of our neighbors in space expand our insights for sustaining life on the beautiful planet Earth.
During an August 2009 climate change video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai referred to past events on Mars as a caution to humankind, especially in light of the growing predicament presented by climate change.
We only need to look at our own neighboring planet, Mars and Venus, to see that the vision is bleak, is disastrous, if we don't make the right choice, the right change. Now, any planetary scientist knows that Mars and Venus went through dramatic atmospheric changes in the past, similar to what we have begun to experience right now. Long ago, Mars and Venus were once a lot like our planet. They had water, life, and people similar to us. But the inhabitants of Mars and Venus destroyed their respective planetary homes because they raised too much livestock, and the gases released trigger an irreversible greenhouse gas effect. Plus, poisonous hydrogen sulfide in the case of Mars. So let's not end up like either Mars or Venus, our neighboring planet. Humanity must uphold a gentler, higher standard for the Earth to continue supporting life.
Save our planet. Extremely rare Sawala found. Having never been sighted by a biologist, with only a few photographs since their initial discovery in 1992, a critically endangered Sawala found by villagers was captured in the Annamite Mountains of central Laos. Although they immediately notified officials, the Sawala sadly passed away before rescue teams arrived. With only a few dozen of the herbivorous animal believed to be remaining in the wild, Lao officials as well as groups like the International Union for the Conservation of Nature are appealing to the public to leave it undisturbed. We are saddened to know of this unintentional but costly loss to the precious Sawala population. Let us all strive to better preserve and respect these and other wondrous gifts of the divine, so that they may continue to grace our earth with their remarkable presence.
Save Our Planet. Officials state that the water level of Lake Titicaca, adjacent to both Bolivia and Peru, and the second largest lake in South America, is only inches away from being declared as an emergency drought alert.
Save Our Planet. Environmental group Greenpeace reports that coal plants in China and other countries are producing millions of tons of toxic ash as a byproduct, with people, animals, and the environment increasingly at risk of suffering from its harmful effects.
Save Our Planet. Supported by the Australian government, researchers from the nation's Southern Cross University set out to show that all relevant information about whales can be revealed through such methods as the collection of naturally discarded skin samples with no need to kill them for research.
I'm Zolo, here with Lady.
We're two of the happily vegan stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Today we're here with a tip on how to clean a spill on a carpet.
It's good to blot up any liquid as soon as possible to keep it from spreading.
You can use cloth or paper towels.
Try not to rub the wet carpet in order to protect the fibers and not enlarge the stained area.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, weather from around the world.
In world news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, trains 34,000 extension workers to improve the well-being of Ethiopian mothers and infants. UNICEF has set up 15,000 health posts throughout the country, from which the staff go door-to-door in rural areas. Expectant mothers are informed of the free medical care services available to them. Health and family planning advice and immunizations for babies and children are also provided. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Children's Fund, for your caring program. May the beautiful mothers and children of Ethiopia flourish in heaven's grace.
In sustainable energy news, an Indian village has solar-powered street lights. Gudad Halukati in Karnataka state has had the eco-friendly lights installed in a project sponsored by the local Darwat Zila Panchayat. Expanding the program to other localities is also being considered. In addition, the Panchayat has teamed up with the Karnataka Vikas Grameen Bank in sharing information among the residents of the area of the many benefits of solar energy. Kudos Darwat Zila Panchayat and Karnataka Vikas Grameen Bank for your dedicated efforts. With green measures such as these combined with the earth-saving vegan diet, we are sure to create a bright and long-lasting future of our planet. Up next, a noteworthy news. Aquatic therapy is offered to animal companions at Brazilian veterinarian clinics. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. More rewarding news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a bounteous world. In animal news, Brazil increases high-tech veterinarian clinics. A number of the state-of-the-art animal hospitals have opened in the last few years in São Paulo, and more are being planned. They have resources such as consulting rooms, operating theaters, and swimming pools for aquatic therapy. In addition, some provide living quarters in which the caregiver can stay overnight with her or his animal companion. Miss Alina Almeida, whose pooch pal Paquita is one of the patients, is appreciative of the excellent medical services. She said of Paquita, "She's my best friend, my little friend." Congratulations, Brazil, on your advanced facilities. We pray the time soon comes when all our cherished animal friends are given such wonderful respect and care.
Please join us for a joke told in Greek entitled Dot Schedule.
Ο γείτονας παραπονέθηκε οργύλος. Ξέρεις ότι ο σκύλος σου γαυγίζει όλη νύχτα? Ναι, αλλά μην ανησυχείς. Κοιμάται όλη μέρα.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Salam, Maha Guru Qinghai. Saya senang tentang peringatan kepada sesama agar menyelamatkan bumi kita. Yeriko dari Temanggung, Indonesia.
Hi, Yeriko. Your message is appreciated. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Earth-loving Yeriko, many thanks for your eagerness to help share facts about the planet-protecting organic vegan diet. SOS flyers and other vital information can be freely downloaded at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS. Heaven bless you and your pure-hearted Indonesian co-citizens. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal love of the Providence embrace your heart and soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Thanks to the help of community organizations, Nepal's government reports that the nation is on track to achieve certain Millennium Development Goals, such as reducing maternal and infant mortality rates, as well as increasing the enrollment of girls in school.
During the 134th session of the Arab League's Ministerial Council, member nations agreed to support unification of Palestinian groups and to offer peace to Israel.
U.S. President Barack Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and their daughters, Sasha and Malia, walk from the White House to the nearby St. John's Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C., USA, to attend Sunday church services as a family.
A concert in Beijing, China, celebrates the 20th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and Singapore, with the performances by artists from both countries of theme songs from classic films and television shows.
American Gwen Cooper, New York Times bestselling author of Homer's Odyssey, A Fearless Feline Tale, is donating $10,000 to the Blind Cat Rescue and Sanctuary in North Carolina, USA.
Iranian car maker Iran Khodro and Turkish auto manufacturer Tofas announced plans to jointly produce the new car D8 to be sold in Iran, Turkey, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Malaysia, Indonesia, Egypt, and Nigeria.
For easier travel to China's Zhejiang province, visitors arriving as part of a group can now secure visas immediately at Hangzhou Xiaoshan International Airport.
Jordanians Ibrahim Al-Masri and Khalil Al-Kilani launched the Draw a Smile campaign to raise awareness about the importance of including orphans in society as they highlight success stories through a 14-minute film set to air on four regional satellite channels.
College student Talia Lavin at Harvard University in the USA is promoting a petition to serve less meat in the school's dining halls to increase health and reduce harm to the environment.
New internet search engines such as seekfind.org, imhalal.com, and jewoggle.com are sponsored by various faiths, yet share a common goal of providing relevant search results while filtering out unethical content.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.